I think the thing that really made Dave the ideal person to do this book is that he's really the only one who was on the Greenwich Village folk scene already by the early to mid-1950s and who stuck with it after what, as he would put it, after the big money hit. I mean, there was this strange thing that happened because there were all these people like Dave and, names no one remembers anymore. Roy Berkeley, Barry Kornfeld, Luke Faust, Dina Glaser, who were singing around in Washington Square Park, and they formed a group called the Folk Singers Guild and put on concerts. And they basically thought of themselves as the Young Turks, as the new wave that was going to bring real folk music. Before them, it had been the cabaret folk singers, people like Burl Ives and Oscar Brand and Cynthia Gooding, who dressed, in suits, and they played at nice cabarets, and they had this very refined way of doing the material. And Dave's generation was going to change all of that. And there were a few of them, him, the New Lost City Ramblers, who really had studied the old Southern rural styles. And they were trying to bring in that, what they would have said, authentic sound to folk music. And then this strange thing happened because people like Bob Dylan arrived in the village. And Dylan completely immersed himself in Dave's style and the style of the Ramblers and these other groups. And he was very much part of what Dave called the neo-ethnics. The city kids who were really trying to sound genuinely ethnic from out in the country. And then Dylan started writing songs, and then he went electric, and the whole scene changed completely, and pretty soon you had people like Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen, who had never sung old folk songs, and who really were, in some ways, more similar to Schubert and Art Song and college literary magazines and, that whole world. Certainly more familiar with that than they were with the Mississippi Delta or the Appalachians. And Dave was the one person who made that whole transition and who went from being one of the founding figures of that whole Greenwich Village revival to being one of the pioneer interpreters of the work of these new songwriters. He was, if not the first, certainly one of the first couple of people to record one of Dylan's songs. He was one of the first people to record a Joni Mitchell song. He actually was the first person to record Both Sides Now. He recorded Leonard Cohen, and then he started doing Brecht, and he actually got his own rock band for a while. So he was the one person whose career follows the whole story of the folk revival, and because of that, he's the one person who could write a book from his own personal viewpoint that traces that whole arc.